The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So this gospel probably strikes us as a little different. Why is Christ coming to bring division and setting a house against each other when he constantly preaches peace and unity? Well, the answer is simple. When a mother-in-law turns against her daughter-in-laws for the gospel, it's talking about how when one becomes a follower of Christ and the other doesn't, animosity can start to pop up. A division starts to take place because the more we follow Christ, the more different and radically we live our lives, often at odds with the rest of the world. And notice how throughout the Gospels, Christ is constantly going and doing obviously good works. Good things, healing people, cleansing lepers, doing whatever he can to help the people there, and all the while preaching the kingdom of God. And so a vast majority of them start to follow him. We know this, it's all in the Gospels. But what's interesting to note is there's several that pop up that come against him, even to the point of wanting to put him to death. So this is the kind of animosity we can expect. This is why he says that he comes to bring division, because the more that we preach Jesus Christ, the more that we follow him, the more the world will hate us. So the division is going to be there. It's not always going to be outright and open like in the Gospels today, where it talks about everyone being against each other very visibly and openly. But we will be treated differently the more we follow Christ. I mean, even in our own community, we find that the more we believe in Christ, the more we talk about Christ, the more we want to live the life of Christ, even some within our own community are like, "Oh, you're one of the really religious people." As if being a follower of Christ is like something to be set aside and kind of like kept at arm's distance. So it's not that Christ intends this division, but this division is going to come. It's always going to be present. Which is why he constantly admonishes us to work for unity, constantly calling us to a deeper communion with him and the Father and the Spirit. The good news is, though, that even if the world starts to turn its back on us, and it has over the last 2,000 years, when that happens, the good news is that we're not made for this world. Our homeland is in heaven. That's where we're headed. That's what we're working on. That's where, hopefully, we will end up.